Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, Hotel Sierra. Howard Stevenson, VK4HS, has become a silent key, not only to the ham radio world, but to his wife, four kids and eight grandkids. This, January 6, 2023, at Yeppoon. Howard, VK4HS, had been a member of Radar Club Rockhampton for many years. He had had an interesting career working right around the world for the World Health Organization. He lived in many countries and used amateur radio to keep in contact with the rest of the world before he settled in a butte spot in Yeppoon. Many spoke to him on air. However, newcomers did not meet him at meetings as he was not able to drive at night. Howard Stevenson's funeral service was held last Friday the 13th in Rockhampton. Vale, Howard Stevenson, Victor Kilo 4, Hotel Sierra, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News amateur radio news service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. When we take the time to reflect on our history, it's quite amazing the progress that we have experienced during the last 100 years or so. We've seen the rail network expand and contract around the country. Years of work altering the terrain to allow the steel horses to negotiate country have been extended, and a lot have been closed, as people used the independence of the motor vehicle instead. The telegraph and telephone followed, in part a similar trajectory of development to the railways, and we are seeing the transfer of technology from wires to glass fibres. I remember, as a child, going to houses that had no electricity, and people were fortunate if they sported some form of home lighting plant. These days, there aren't many places where reticulated electricity isn't available, and we are living through the transition from centralised generation to local and home-sited plant, which produce electricity and also store it for later use. Imagine if we still had telephones with rotary handles to call the exchange operator, and we were using a device which was permanently tethered. As we come towards the Remembrance Day that we call Australia Day, it is more than just some pomp and ceremony, more than some party events, and more than we radio amateurs changing our call sign prefix. Australia Day, regardless of the trappings of colonialism, marks the time when the settlers of this land brought their individual colonies into unity, as states in our Commonwealth. Sadly, the times were not as enlightened as we feel that we are, and restrictions and ignorance of facts meant that the early years were not the inclusive country in which we now live. In the time that our federated country has existed, we have seen music stories go from sheet music through discs and CDs to streaming services. The nostalgia has brought a renaissance of vinyl, CD, and the analogue enthusiasts are even restoring reel-to-reel machines. Information still comes on printed paper, but typically is focused on digital storage. I'm thankful that those silly small data CDs are no longer coming and manufacturers are reverting to printed user manuals. There is so much in our history which directly touches the recreation we pursue, and it's interesting to think about what used to be and what we have today. Are the services on which we depend more reliable than what they have replaced, and how can day-to-day items be improved to give greater economy, for instance, by lasting longer in this disposable world? In the time that most of us will have lived, we've seen the demise of the consumer electronics service industry and the loss of skilled people because the trash and recycling are more convenient and cheaper than fixing things. These are things that I feel we should ponder as January the 26th approaches, and we need to dispose of the empty tinnies and bottles on the day after. Do we just bin them or recycle them to live another day? A bit of reflection is sometimes good for the soul. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News amateur radio news service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.